Hello, everyone. I'm Ashley Davenport, and this is the Ag Pro Podcast here on Farm Journal Radio. With me today is Mr. Ralph Rendon. He's the Director of Marketing for Gar Tutelian out of Reedley, California. And Ralph, tell us a little bit about what you do and Gar Tutelian.
We bring crop care, pest control advice to growers in our area in the Central Valley. It's probably about 60 to 70 mile radius around us. Essentially, our pest control advisors, they are like plant doctors. And so they go out and advise growers on what's going on with their crop, what's wrong with their crop, how to help the crop produce the best possible food to feed us. And so, you know, they're essentially like plant doctors. They write prescriptions. They're called recommendations to make those to satisfy the state, the feds, and the local government agencies. And so we essentially deliver that product out to the grower. We also provide compliance service, water service, and nutrition. And so we have nutrition programs that we provide as well. And so all those services are based on needs that have come up in the past.
Right now, we're dealing with a down farm economy. Commodity prices are struggling. So in the last couple years that this has been going on, how has GAR adapted and revamped some of its practices to help out those who are struggling?
We've really gotten really specific on the needs of the grower. So just talking to our growers around, we have 40 pest control advisors, and so we've got a lot of eyes and ears out there. And so they're able to bring us information and tell us what needs are coming up in the field. Regulations really coming on years ago, and that service of ours was developed and started really as one person. And this lady, she did a great job of growing that business, you know, and really promoting it. And so we've added food safety sector to it. And so it has gone from worker safety to food safety as well, since those two things are such a big deal here in California. Services like that, the water service, we do shock treatments to clean out drip lines, and we sell products that are preventative, products that help kind of keep water systems running clean and efficiently. So specific needs like that really helped us provide value to the grower specifically. A lot of fertilizer from a nutrition standpoint. We've gone from a lot of dry fertilizer to liquid fertilizer. And so what growers are doing to save money and water are wanting a customized blend. And so this is nothing really new. This has been around for a few years. And so we've hired the experts who know how to recommend and look at the profile of the crop to develop that specific blend for that crop in that field. And so really for us, it's not just the facility that we put in to do the blending, but it's the people behind it that really help with that experience and expertise.
By focusing on these areas, you are able then to grow and maintain your base then just by paling things down and looking at, okay, we've got five different things that we're really good at. Let's hone in on those and go with it.
The backbone of our business is relationships. GAR's been around, it'll be 70 years next year, 2019. GAR, our founder, he believed in relationships. That's how the business started. He started selling to neighbors in the area and friends. And so ever since then, that's the foundation of our business. And while we've added these services and we're looking for new ways and innovative ways to help growers and solve their problems, really the relationships are really what helped keep us alive. You know, the grower's the boss. We try to take care of the grower as best as we can, whether it's simply going out and fixing a piece of equipment, being right on the spot, or working on the weekends to take care of them, little things like that. That's what really sets us apart. We're a personal business. Walk in and we know your name, and that's really what it's about.
I notice you guys have a huge presence on social media. Is that part of your business plan to foster relationships online as well as face-to-face contact?
That's the way communication is kind of going with this next generation of millennials. So we're using that. It's free advertising. And so why wouldn't you take advantage of speaking to the next generation the way they're used to being communicated to? And so we're using social media as a way to allow the growers to tell our story, talk about their experiences with us, you know, talk about how we've helped them. And we've also started featuring our PCAs and videos on social media too, just so that people can really see the people, the PCAs who go out and work with our growers and develop those relationships and really maintain those relationships with the growers in our area. People can get to know them, and I mean, people love stories, right? We're doing our best to kind of tell everybody our story and talk about GAR and where we came from and how we're here still almost 70 years later.
You mentioned regulations in the state of California. What are some of the areas and things that you're looking at down the line to help your customers in the next 5, 10, 70 years?
Well, water is definitely on the top of the list. Currently, along with the lack of water being allocated to growers in the area, the water boards, the various water boards are starting to, you could say, micromanage the nitrogen applications and wanting to know how much nitrogen a grower is using on their field. And so we have, the growers are expected to submit and get certified these nitrogen management plans. And so that's a specific need that has come up. Growers, they don't want to get fined. And the water boards here are threatening to fine $1,000 a day if they don't get those turned in. And so we're responding to that. We're telling growers, we can help you with that. We can take the stress off your plate, get those certified. We have the people to do that. So that's one thing as far as water goes. From a compliance standpoint, that's just going to get deeper with food safety. Food safety is such a huge deal throughout the country, right? And so, of course, in California, it's much stricter. And so what we're doing is we've actually added a couple people to our team, our compliance team, who have experience in that field and, you know, are really organized and have the relationships established and who are able to go out and help growers, once again, take the stress off their plate with that.
What does GAR offer that no other company out there offers?
I would say the number one thing is experience. We've got, once again, 40 PCAs that range probably from in their 20s all the way up to their 70s. I would say about half of that group or more than half of that group is kind of the wiser area. That knowledge is priceless. We actually have a PCA boot camp that we started a few years back where we're training those veteran PCAs are helping train those incoming PCAs who are a little green and who haven't been through it like they have. And so they're passing on that knowledge so we can maintain those relationships with our growers. Because if you think about it, let's say you have a PCA that a grower's been working with for 15, 20, 30 years, and all of a sudden, you know, he's going to retire. That grower, maybe they pass that down to their next generation and their family. Well, they're going to need somebody to continue watching that ranch. And so for us, we feel like it's our responsibility to continue taking care of that grower. We need to bring somebody else in that's ready and able and experienced to continue that family's farming operation on. That's their life investment, and they've chosen us to have that relationship and take on that responsibility. That's why we've started the PCA boot camp, so we can do that.
That was Mr. Ralph Rendon. He is the Director of Marketing for GAR Tutelian out in Reedley, California, just outside of Fresno.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
I'm Ashley Davenport, your host for the AgPro podcast here on Farm Journal Radio.